Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I want to give you an update on our open letter project to Dr. James Dobson, where we are decrying the misrepresentation of the partial birth abortion ban and the ruling. And here's some of what's going on. A farmer in Nebraska, out of McCook, Nebraska, has asked if he can run our open letter, the full page, the big one, to Dr. Dobson in their local newspaper, which goes out to about 20,000 families in that part of the state. And he has raised the money. We were honored to add his name as a signer. And so now that letter will appear next week in McCook, Nebraska. And the signers, there will be one new signer, and it's Kent Chambers, Nebraska farmer. So that's added to Human Life International, American Life League, Colorado Right to Life, and so on. So that's exciting, and we're thankful that Kent Chambers, a farmer in Nebraska, is so determined to get this message out to the Christians in his community that he has arranged to get the funding to run a full-page ad there. We have also received approval. This just happened today, to run our full-page ad in the hometown of another major pro-life Christian ministry, and one of the ministries that have celebrated this wicked ruling. So we'll let you know about that. And on Monday, Lord willing, our ad is scheduled to appear. Actually, it's a second version of it now. It is a full-page magazine ad. So, of course, that's less text than a newspaper ad, and that's scheduled to come out in a national conservative magazine on Monday. So we'll tell you all about that next week, Lord willing. And then we have said in our analysis of the ruling, which you could read at coloradorighttolife.org, an analysis of Gonzalez v. Carhart, we have pointed out that this ruling does not protect children, as the pro-life industry has misrepresented it, and we have patted ourselves on the back and celebrated a ruling that actually increases the brutality against unborn children. It increases it. And the Supreme Court justices, they brought up that objection that some have made. Now these kids will die in more brutal ways, because partial birth abortion, for as brutal and evil as it is, it's a relatively quick kill of an unborn child, a partially born child, a knife in the back of the neck, basically. Whereas the alternatives that are now preferred, they're legally preferred by the U.S. Supreme Court and the pro-life industry, those alternatives do not involve a quick kill to the back of the neck. Now, you still can do that under many circumstances, under various circumstances, but they can more likely involve ripping the baby's legs off, you know, ripping the baby apart piece by piece, which takes much longer and involves a much more horrific experience for the unborn child. So the kids will suffer more, and we are getting admission after admission. Now, the pro-life movement, the pro-life ministry, that's American Life League, Human Life International, Operation Rescue, Operation Save America, Colorado Right to Life. Pro-life ministry has been telling people that this ban, for all these many years, and now this ruling, does not give the authority to save a single child's life. Okay? Well, now, those admissions are coming from groups that have supported the ban and supported the ruling, celebrated the ruling, and individual pro-life leaders who have celebrated the ruling. I'll give you three examples. Here's three examples. You know, Thomas More Society. They are a Christian organization, and the Thomas More Society has a pro-life law center. And so the Thomas More Society has filed briefs with the U.S. Supreme Court in the partial birth abortion cases. And they have been advocating over the years that the Supreme Court uphold this ban. And as this has been going on, the partial birth abortion issue has been a major focus of the pro-life movement, and it has raised hundreds of millions of dollars for the pro-life industry. Okay? Now, here's a quote from Paul Linton. He is special counsel for the Thomas More Society, and again, they have filed briefs with the U.S. Supreme Court trying to bring about this partial birth abortion ban. And this is what he said. This was reported yesterday in the media. Quote, "It's not going to stop any abortions as such," said special counsel Paul Linton of Thomas More Society's Pro-Life Law Center. "They're still going to take place by other means," unquote. Okay, so now that is one of the groups that we have disagreed with. We being the coalition of pro-life organizations who are crying out that Christians acknowledge the travesty of this ruling, the ban, and the strategy that has caused Christians to adopt child-killing regulations as though that's the right way to fight the killing of unborn children by regulating it. And that is immoral, because any law that ends with "and then you could kill the baby" is a bad law. It's an evil law. And so this ruling right here, this Gonzales v. Carhart, we could ask some of these pro-life Christians, we could say, if there is a ruling from the Supreme Court that says that you could take a late-term baby and rip its legs off and kill it, is that a good ruling or is that a bad ruling? And they would be in a quandary right there. Is that a righteous ruling or is it an evil ruling? They'd be in a quandary. And to be consistent, they would have to say it's a righteous ruling. It's a good ruling. It's a law-abiding ruling. It's a strict constructionist ruling. It's an original intent ruling. It's a judicial restraint ruling. Oh, yeah, it's a ruling that you could rip the legs off of kids, but, hey, we like it for these philosophical and political reasons. Well, don't let anyone deceive you with legalese that can eventually lead you to say a ruling that says you can take a baby and rip his legs off and kill him, that that's a good ruling because it's an evil ruling. And believe me, lawyers can talk circles around people. And you know what happens? Your eyes glaze over, and they speak a handful of Latin phrases, and you think, well, they know more than I do, so they must be right. Look at this big building they're in, and look at their staff. Look at their budget. They must be right. And they're wrong. Because whenever you dishonor God, whenever you violate do not murder, then you're in the wrong. You're in the wrong. It doesn't matter how many lawyers will agree with your position. In fact, the more lawyers that agree with your position, and the pro-life movement has a boatload of lawyers, that agree with its strategy, the more lawyers that agree with your strategy, the more likely that you're in big trouble. Jesus, you know, he didn't have many kind things to say about lawyers. And our legal system is a godless system. And you could be a Christian lawyer, but if you're a Christian lawyer, one of the things you would do is warn people that we have a godless legal system. You know what our Christian lawyers do in my experience? For 30 years, you know what our Christian lawyers do? They defend our system and they praise our system, even though our system is inherently godless. Now, there comes a point, if you're part of an organization and it becomes godless, there comes a point that you have to stop praising it and stop defending it. So if you're a Christian public school teacher, you got to warn people, hey, you could be a Christian public school teacher, but you're there to try to save some kids somehow, to be a witness somehow, although it's difficult. But don't give people a false sense of security that this godless education system is a good thing and that we should defend it or we should compliment it and praise it. A godless education system is an evil thing. A godless education system is an evil thing. And a lot of parents who send their kids to a public school will hear that and they'll turn off a Christian radio show. So a lot of Christian radio hosts decide, I'm not going to tell people that a godless education system is a wicked thing. I'm not going to tell them because I'll lose half my audience. And then I'll lose half my revenue. And then I'll have to cut back half of my affiliates. And then I'll lose more of my audience. So I'm just going to say everything nice I can say about public school teachers. And hope we all squeeze through this. So the body of Christ is being led by a boatload of lawyers. A boatload of lawyers. And that ship is sinking. That ship is sinking. And what, National Right to Life, they've been described as a barnacle on the pro-life ship. That's how they've been described. And the Judas of the pro-life movement, because of their efforts to sink the South Dakota abortion ban and their endorsements of pro-abort politicians. Because why? They get funded by the Republican Party. And so National Right to Life, their allegiance is not to God first, it's to the Republican National Committee. And if that's new to you, if you never had that thought before, you need to look into it, and you'll see it's true. And the sad thing is that the pro-life industry is right there in bed with National Right to Life and the Republican National Committee. Their strategy is fine-tuned to get Republican candidates elected. That's what it's about. So for 15 years, they have diverted the pro-life movement. A million rank-and-file Christian pro-lifers, they have diverted us to give hundreds of millions of dollars to achieve a ban that never had the authority from the beginning to stop a single abortion, not one. And now it's being admitted. And I give you one quote, I'll give you two more. The first one was Thomas More, Thomas More Society, their pro-life law center, Paul Linton. As reported in the media yesterday, Paul Linton admitted, it's not going to stop any abortions as such. They're still going to take place by other means. And now we have Bob Unruh from South Dakota, one of the pro-life leaders in South Dakota, and on worldnetdaily.com, Bob Unruh wrote that there is, and it's an article about our open letter to Dr. Dobson. In the article, he does present both sides, although it is a defense of the strategy of child killing regulations. But Bob Unruh writes that there is, quote, the fact. Now listen to this. There is, quote, the fact that the legal PBA ruling, the partial birth abortion ruling, in WorldNet Daily yesterday, Bob Unruh, who's not on our side of this disagreement, he's on the pro-life industry side, Bob Unruh wrote that there is, quote, the fact that the legal ruling itself does not and cannot be used to prohibit a single abortion, unquote. Well, he used the word proscribe, but we all went to public school, so I used the word prohibit. So Bob Unruh, WorldNet Daily, yesterday, wrote the fact that the legal ruling itself does not and cannot be used to prescribe a single abortion is what is at the heart of this open letter campaign. And so that's an admission that we would never had heard had it not been for this coalition of pro-life leaders who are condemning this ruling. And we are exposing the ugly innards of this wicked PBA manual. This partial birth abortion manual, that's what the ruling is. It does not ban partial birth abortion. That's not true. It requires you can do a partial birth abortion if you pull the baby out to the navel and then kill it. You can do that. You can pull the baby out to the neck and then kill it, as in standard partial birth abortion, if the mother's overdilated. In fact, there are different circumstances in which you could do a standard partial birth abortion, according to the justices who are supposedly pro-life. And they're not. They are wicked, and our Christian leaders are giving them a false sense of security that they are godly and they are pro-life, and they're doing what's right, and they're standing firm on the side of life. That World Magazine article, they had a picture, a huge picture. They make this guy look like he's a hero. You know who he was? Justice Anthony Kennedy. A vile, despicable, child-killing pro-abort. And they present him like he is a hero. He is hell-bound. He's hell-bound. And he is going with the smiles and cheers of Dr. James Dobson and Jay Sekulow. And Jerry Falwell. Oh, no, wait a minute. Jerry Falwell is now on our side of this disagreement. So we have to make that clear. We no longer need to rebuke Jerry Falwell. And then we have the Family Research Council in a Washington Post story out this week. Their executive vice president. Now, FRC, they are a Washington Christian advocacy group, lobbying group, and they're allied with Focus on the Family and longtime associates with Dr. Dobson. And let me read a quote out of the Washington Post from Chuck Donovan, executive VP of the Family Research Council. He said, "There are certainly a fair number of people, including in our own building, who think that practically there may not be even one fewer abortion in the country as a result of the ruling." How's that? Not even one less abortion. Now, what do you think over 15 years, if the pro-life industry had been honest with the body of Christ, and if they have said to us over all these years that this partial birth abortion ban, it doesn't have the authority to save even a single child, but it's the best we could come up with. We're only so creative, and we're only focused on so much at one time. So this is going to be our primary push for 10 years, for 15 years. This is it. This has become the big issue for us. And we're going to throw everything at this, everything. You know what that means, throw everything at it? That means most of our anti-abortion fundraisers are going to mention partial birth abortion. We're never once going to let the public know what this ban really is. Not once. So that millions of Christians will be misled. And we've been criticized saying, oh, we've been mocked. Oh, you call Focus on the Family and you got one person in the correspondence department to say it bans third trimester abortions, and you think that's a big deal? It's not a big deal. It's just a mistake. It doesn't matter if we delete that call. I think we should delete that call off our website. I think we should just delete it. We talked to Susan at Focus on the Family because it's irrelevant. What, the fact that one more Christian out of millions have been misled? So what? What if Susan had it right? That doesn't change the fact that Focus on the Family and the AFA and American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, and CWA, Wendy Wright, Beverly LaHaye, it doesn't change the fact that they have misled millions of Christians into thinking when you ban partial birth abortion by the force of law, you have saved countless babies every year. And that was never true. And so people called us because they knew we were exposing this ban as evil. And they called us and said, hey, we called Focus on the Family, and they said it outlaws late-term abortions. And so you get a couple calls like that. We thought, hey, let's try it ourselves. So I said to Will Duffy, my general manager, Will, call. Just call one person. Don't ask for anybody in particular. See what they say. So he calls. You know, we should get that call out. We should get that call and air that again on another program. But he calls, gets to Susan, says, Susan, we'd like to know, what does Focus on the Family think of this ban? Oh, it's great. And, well, what does it do? Well, the Supreme Court outlawed abortion in the last trimester. Okay, that's what we were told by others that was being said. And so then we mentioned that, and other people called. And a number of people who called were told the same thing. And so then we started asking people to record their calls or give us notarized affidavits of their conversations. And so that's what's happened. And it's not just Focus on the Family. So then I interviewed a pro-life activist who has been involved with this partial birth abortion ban for 12 years. You know what she said? I told her that millions of Christians believe that this ban outlawed late trimester abortions. And she said, Bob, my own mother believed that. My mother believed that, and I had to correct her. And that was just in the last day before our interview. And the reason it probably came up, because this activist had responded to our open letter to Dr. Dobson. So it was probably talking to her mother. Look what these crazy Christians did. They criticized Dr. Dobson for this partial birth abortion ban. And this not full-time activist, a leading activist on the partial birth abortion ban must have said, that's terrible. Look at they're criticizing the ban and the ruling. And her mother must have said, oh yeah, you know, that ban, now all those babies are going to be saved. And the activist would say, well, what do you mean, Mom? Well, now they can't kill all those babies. And she had to correct her own mother. And she'd been working on this for 12 years. Now, where did her mother get the misinformation from? From Susan at Focus on the Family? Did everybody call Susan all over the country? A million people? And Susan is the source of all the misinformation on this travesty? No, Susan is just, she was well-meaning, just doing the best she can, just following the lead of Citizen Magazine. Tom Hess, the editor at Focus on the Family, citizenlink.com, and family.org, that's their website. Dr. Dobson has an article on the web that says that this ruling protects children. And at citizenlink.com, they criticize Colorado Right to Life. Tom Hess does this in his article, criticizing Colorado Right to Life, saying, what do they want? You know, these late-term babies to be killed, partially born babies to be killed? Is that what they want? That's what we got, guys. That's what we got. So, all right. Now, so those are a few quotes. Those are a few quotes from the pro-life industry admitting that this partial birth abortion fiasco, they're not calling it a fiasco, but this $250 million, 15-year effort will not stop any abortions. How's that? Thomas More Society, Bob Unruh, leading South Dakota pro-life activist, author from WorldNet Daily, and Family Research Council. And you know what? One of these days, Tom Minery at Focus on the Family is going to admit this ban has no authority to save a single child. How do I know that? He admitted that to us 2 years ago in one of their conference rooms in Colorado Springs. Four men went down there expressly to talk to Tom Minery, VP of Focus on the Family, and to James Dobson's judicial analysts, and to talk to them about the strategy where they have become moral relativist. They praise rulings and laws and efforts that are immoral, that violate God's command, do not murder. They praise those rulings, and that means you've become a moral relativist. When something is evil and you praise it, you say, well, the situation demands that we praise it. That's situational ethics. Well, it's relative to the time that we live in. That's moral relativism. Well, the judges have ruled to kill children, but they're following precedent. It's a legal thing. They have to do it. That's called legal positivism. So focus on the family. They have become moral relativist, and that is not disputable. They could try. Imagine what that rebuttal article would look like if they tried. How would they argue that? So what's happening is 2 years ago, Tom Minery admitted to us, four men, we presented for over an hour, focused on the strategy one, the prequel. We presented and we pointed out that the partial birth abortion ban has been misleading Christians, that effort. And I asked Tom Minery, how many abortions will be canceled as a result of this ban? What authority does this ban have to protect how many children per year? And he admitted that it had no such authority. He admitted that it could not save one baby. He admitted it. And you know what? We've had long training from Brian Rurba, so we recorded the meeting. And that this law has no authority to save a single baby. And I asked Tom Minery, I said, Tom, what percentage of the Christians in the pro-life movement know that this ban has no authority to save a single child? What percent? And we were settling in on about zero, about none. And I asked Tom, do you think that Focus on the Family would have the responsibility to tell your audience in all the countries you're in, thousands of radio stations, do you have the responsibility to tell your audience that this major pro-life effort has no authority to save one baby? You think you'd have that responsibility? And it never happened. Alan Unruh. Oh, I got the Unruhs mixed up. All right, I got to get that right. So Bob Unruh writes for WorldNet Daily. Alan Unruh is in South Dakota. Ah, thank you. Clarification from the audience. Appreciate that. So here we are 2 years later, and I think Tom Minery is coming closer to admitting in public what he admitted in private, that this ban had no authority, never did, to save a single child. And at that point, there needs to be a crisis, an admission in a crisis in the pro-life industry. Hey, we're out of time. 4 o'clock. Tune in to KRKS 94.7.